Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Hey, somebody we haven't talked to in a month of Sundays, and I'm so glad that he's back in the community and back on our air, Tom Beery. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It's great to talk with you.
It sure is. You're with Sea Grant now. What's your formal title?
I am a resilience specialist with the University of Minnesota Sea Grant program.
A resilience specialist. That sounds like the kind of thing where people would throw projects and tasks at you and ask you to be resilient in your dealings with them, and then you'd be stuck trying to be a good sport about it.
Well, I tell you what, my focus is actually on climate mitigation. You know, what can we do to slow emissions that lead to greenhouse gases, and climate adaptation. How do we prepare for the changes that are projected and actually the changes that we're already experiencing?
Now, you've got a course outlined, which sounds just fascinating, and it talks about adaptation for coastal communities. And we consider ourselves, obviously, a coastal community because we got the big lake that we need to be mindful of. What kinds of adapting do you believe that coastal communities need to be doing?
Well, the thing about adaptation, Lisa, is it's so local. Like, what we have to do in Duluth may be very different than what they're doing in Miami or Houston or other, you know, other parts of the United States. So that makes adaptation really interesting, really unique. Now, we don't have to think back too far to our 2012 flood to remind ourselves that stormwater management is one of those big things that we need to be thinking about, given both that we're experiencing more frequent severe precipitation events and projections that that's going to increase. So that, there's one example right there. We need to be thinking about stormwater management in new, creative ways to protect our city, to protect critical infrastructure, to protect lives, all of that. So that's one example of adaptation in our coastal community.
When you talk about some of these adaptations, people's minds kind of go to climate change. They go to the idea of global warming, and that sounds serious and kind of frightening. And then you talk about, in this course, an emphasis on outdoor recreation planning, and that sounds kind of warm and fuzzy and fun.
Well, let me, first off, I need to get out before I forget that today is officially proclaimed Climate Adaptation Day in the city of Duluth. Mayor Emily Larson has proclaimed that. And Councillor Gary Anderson is going to make it official here at our workshop in just a little bit. But getting back to your question, okay. So here's the deal: we don't have to argue about the specifics of climate change, and there is a lot of argument, and it's politicized and all of that. But we can focus on, we are experiencing change, and there are quality scientific projections of change. And so we can look at this from a readiness perspective. Are we ready? Are we ready for change, regardless of cause? And we can put a positive twist on all of this. I know that sounds a little odd here when I'm talking about climate change or climate disruption. But if we think of it like this, what can we do today, right now, to make our lives better here in Duluth for all Duluthians that might also contribute to storm readiness, emergency preparedness, risk management in the future? So if we can live better today and plan for tomorrow, why wouldn't we do it? And that's sort of the theme here. And so outdoor recreation comes in because, one, many of us are well aware that Duluth has this growing identity as this outdoor recreation mecca. People come here and bring their tourism dollars. You know, the people that live here gain a lot of health and wellness benefits. We know that there are environmental management benefits. So we're really looking at how outdoor recreation is a positive part of our community. Now, if we add, how can our work in outdoor recreation help safeguard us from future, you know, 500-year storms, then we're getting win-win-win-win-win. You know, so we can put these ideas together in creative ways. And let me give you a specific example. There's all these trails going in around Duluth. And I happen to be a pretty big fan of these trails. And I'm excited how these trails are getting out to many different neighborhoods and serving as many Duluthians as possible. If we look at where the trails go and the landscapes that they traverse, if we are saving critical landscape that might be able to serve as stormwater retention, slow stormwater in the face of severe storms, then what we get 99% of the time are trails for recreation and, well, less than 1% of the time, great stormwater management, because we have this green space protected and in place to meet our needs in those critical moments. So that's an example of how this all comes together.
I like every time I talk to you, you've got an idea for something that is ends up being win-win-win. And that's one of the many things that I like about you, Tom. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of time this morning. This we'll get some information up on the website about this Adaptation Planning for Coastal Communities course. Can you tell us when the course is scheduled to actually get started?
We just started at 9 a.m. today.
Oh, boy. Can people sign up late?
What's that? No,
can people sign up late? You're full.
We are full, which is a good thing. That means Duluth cares. There are people here that are interested and engaged. And we've got folks from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in town from both coasts helping us out. And it should be pretty exciting. And but please let let listeners know that they can contact me if they want more specific information about anything I've said or about the training. I'm happy to reach out.
Absolutely. We'll make sure that we get links set up. You scamper. You've got important things to do. Tom, thanks again so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
Tom Beery with Minnesota Sea Grant is getting ready to kick off a chock-full course on adaptation planning for coastal communities. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.